I saw a Genesis documentary the other day, and there was Phil Collins in there being interviewed, and it was just a fascinating thing. He's currently suffering through ill health. I mean, he's okay. He's got problems with his hands. He can't properly hold a drumstick. And I just thought, how sad is that? Because with the chances of us ever seeing Phil Collins live again is, at the moment, pretty remote. So the next best thing is a tribute act.
Yeah.
And that's where this gentleman comes in. So, good morning, Tim.
Oh, good morning, Ian.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Now, I'm wonderful, and thank you. Now, are you Phil Collins, or are you the producer?
I'm the producer of the show, but I play the second drum part, which would be the Chester Thompson bit.
Oh, wow. Because those people that have never seen Genesis, Phil Collins live, you know, I feel saddened that I never ever got to see Queen, and yet there's loads of tribute acts going around, and some of them are fairly good. So, and I say, I watched this documentary the other day, and I thought, how sad is that?
Yeah.
He's a little old man now, bless him.
Yes, yes, he is, but the music's still very strong, and like you say, the good thing about him doing what we're doing is we're managing to really enjoy playing his music and doing it to the best possible level we can. It's a 10-piece band, it's a 2-drummer experience, just like Phil would do, and a live horn section and all that, you know. So we try and recreate it as accurately as we possibly can, so that people who have seen him before can say, wow, I remember that, or the people that haven't say, wow, that's really good, you know.
So I'm guessing you do all of the Phil Collins stuff.
Yes, we do. We do all of the big hits. I mean, this year we're doing what we call the Best of Phil Collins Tour, which is taking all of the big hits. Plus, we do a short Genesis tribute of 3 tracks in the middle of the show, just for those people who want to hear Genesis as well. But yes, it's all of the big hits. So we've got Another Day in Paradise, and obviously In the Air Tonight, which is probably the biggest, Susudio, Take Me Home, Easy Lover. All of those songs, plus a few others that have been hits in the past.
And you're coming to the Isle of Wight, which is good news.
Yeah, it's a week on Saturday at the Shanklin Theatre.
Brilliant. That is, I'm just picturing, because it is a great theatre. It really is. I've
wonderful.
Seen some good acts there. The Animals have played there in the last couple of years. There was a really good Beatles tribute act there as well. So it is a great place to play live music.
Well, we did it last year at exactly the same time. It was our first time at Shanklin. Been on the island a few times, but never done the Shanklin Theatre. And we did it first time last year, and it was awesome. The staff and the volunteers that run the place are amazing. And they've done a great job of doing the place up too, and the audience were really warm to it. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to coming back.
So you are playing the Chester Thompson role. Tell us a bit about tell us about the Phil Collins role.
Well, the Phil Collins role is fulfilled by a guy called P. Pete Baltitude, and he's been our front man now for 5 years, and amazingly enough, not only does he sound just like Phil Collins, but he plays the drums and was inspired to play the drums by Phil Collins, so he sounds just like him, plays piano as well. So he does a fantastic job of emulating Phil out front. And for me, we do this double drum solo thing together and one or two drum duets during the performance. It's an absolute gift because it's like playing with Phil Collins. It's amazing.
I mean, one of the highlights, so when you think of Genesis playing live and Phil Collins and Chester Thompson drumming off against each other, you think, you know, that's always been a highlight for me. And how fantastic is that? But how difficult is it to get the timing right?
Well, it's amazing, actually, because each year or each concert tour, they used to write a new drum solo. So over the past 5 years, Pete and I have learned each solo and played it accurately as we possibly can. And it does take some doing, does take some rehearsing, but when you've got it off, it's really terrific. And they're very, very clever with the way that they do cross rhythms and all that sort of thing. And from a drumming aspect and from a drumming point of view, it's just wonderful.
Do you ever, you know, do you ever have to get like permission from Phil Collins or members of Genesis to do what you're doing?
No, I think what we do is wherever we play, and it's mostly theatres, we pay PRS to Phil Collins for all of the songs that we perform by him. And wherever, you know, there's anything, any question about whether we are doing anything that they would approve of or not approve of, we refer it to Phil's legal team just in case. And, you know, but we know that he knows about us. And he appreciates what we're doing, which is really good.
Fabulous.
In fact, his niece came to see us at one gig, which was terrific.
Oh, wow. That's a real feather in your cap,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So how long have you been touring?
We started in August 2008, actually, touring. So this is our seventh year, and it's growing and growing and growing. It's wonderful. The audience that are following us around is getting bigger. It's a real treat to be doing it.
See, it must be now, because obviously, you know, they're all still alive. You know, the original band members of Genesis are all still alive, but they're not touring, and they haven't toured for a while, have they? Mm. So, I mean, it must be, you know, it must give you more work, because the chances of us ever seeing... I mean, we obviously live on the Isle of Wight, and we love the Isle of Wight Festival, and a lot of people that you speak to, you think, wouldn't it be great if Genesis played the Isle of Wight Festival? There's not much of a chance of that, but... That last year we saw a fantastic Doors tribute.
Oh, right.
And they commanded such respect and they had such a huge, huge audience.
Yes.
And they were fantastic. So you never know. Yeah. It might be Genesis stroke Phil Collins in some kind of guise. Do you know much about his health? Do you sort of keep in touch with each other?
Well, no. I mean, I don't keep in touch with him personally because it's virtually impossible to do that. But through acquaintances and people that I know that know him... I know he's struggled for a long time with his hands and his back, funnily enough, too. But he did come out for a short while and do some rehearsing last year. And they were hoping to do another tour. And then after the rehearsals, he didn't feel well enough. But I don't think it's the end of what he does, because he continues to write and produce. And I'm sure there'll be something happening at some point in the near future. With regards to Genesis, I mean, who knows really what might happen there. But I think him drumming live will probably be a bit of a task for going forward. But, you know, who knows? I mean, things may improve for him. And knowing Phil, he'll always want to get out there and play if he can.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad side of things. But then it opens a door for you, doesn't it? I mean, it's great for you. When you walk onto a stage then, do you have, like, you know, a song that you would walk on to? You know, what's the first song that you, you know... Because obviously that first song's really important. You want the stage to explode. How do you work out which songs you do? Do you do similar sorts of orders that he's done in the past at different shows?
Yeah. I think up until last year, we did every one of Phil's solo tours. So right from the serious hits right the way through and to the final farewell tour. And so we followed the same set lists as he did. For this best of, what we've done is picked songs that we've been asked to do over and over again and the big hits. And the opening song for this year is Hand in Hand, which was an instrumental that he did playing the drums with a full... horn section and so on and so forth. It's a really difficult piece of music, but all Phil fans love it. And so we start the show with that. There's all sorts of background jungle noises going on before he starts, and then our Pete walks out on stage and starts drumming, and the whole thing kicks in. It's really, really good. So impact-wise, it's a really well-known song, and theatrically it looks great too.
Is that hand-in-hand? Is that taken from face value?
Yes, it is.
And it's has it got some really... It's saying... Wah, 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 wah.
You got it.
That's the one. It's a brilliant piece of music. It really is.
It's a real complex piece of music, and the horn charts in there are really quite complex. But it works. It really does work, and the audience love it.
Maybe I could come along and do backing vocals.
Yeah, you could. No problem at all, Sam. We've got two very smart-looking young ladies on backing vocals. If you want to join them, you can.
Well, let's mention the rest of the band, because obviously he was renowned, you know, towards the... Because I think he did a tour back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where he had a huge brass section, huge band. So how many people are actually in the band and on stage at one time?
Well, with this particular show, we've got 10-piece. So we've got Phil up front, or Pete... lead guitar, keyboards, bass, drums, myself, second drum in. And then we've got a three-piece horn section, which is sax, trumpet and trombone, two lady backing vocalists. So yeah, there's 10 of us on stage, running around like fools and trying to make it look exactly the same as he did. The big tour you're talking about, back in the late 90s, he'd put together a big band, and they did... like big band swing versions of all of his big hits, and that was a 21-piece band, I think. And funnily enough, we're doing that this year as well. In the summer, we're just doing 7 gigs. We managed to get hold of the original scores, and we're doing that with a very large horn section. So, yeah, it's all there to be done. Phil's done loads of stuff, and he'll keep us working for a very long time, I think.
Brilliant. Does Pete have the same kind of... Because Phil Collins is a great showman. I think he's one of the best showmen ever. Has he got the same kind of qualities?
Oh, yeah. Frontman-wise and connection with the audience, I think every member of the audience always says it's like being at a Phil concert. Pete's really, really good at engaging the audience just as Phil does.
Now, I love, obviously, In the Air Tonight when they do the big drum thing, and I think that's great. One of my favourite ever songs is Take Me Home. Are you doing Take Me Home?
That's the last song of the night, in inverted commas, before the encores.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's the big one at the end of the evening, yeah.
Do you extend
it? He always finished his shows with that one, and that's what we do.
One of my favourite. Do you extend it though? Because the version, I think it's in about an 8-minute version that I've got on one of his LPs, and it's just where the crowd engage with take me home, and they're all singing, and it sounds
exactly
brilliant.
What we do, it's exactly what we do. It's exactly the same version, and the audience sing back at us, and follow Pete out front as he does his vocal acrobatics, and it's really, really good. But it's a great way of bringing the show to a conclusion.
Absolutely. And you've just sold two more tickets there, because I'm going now. That's a definite. I really can't wait to see it now, because I say it's the closest thing I'm ever going to come to watching Genesis and Phil Collins. So, and I would urge anybody else, not just on the island, come and see the tour, enjoy it, because I say there's not much chance of a reunion in the next year or so. So why not make do with a really, really good tribute act. So I'm looking forward to it. That's a week Saturday, at Shanklin Theatre. I mean, you must be doing a few gigs before then.
Well, we've got a week off between now and then, where we've just finished a little run, and we've got a week off, and the Isle of Wight is starting us off again. It's just so great, because it's a bank holiday weekend, and we always enjoy coming across on the ferry, rushing to catch the last ferry back with all the gear. It's great fun. So it'd be great to see you there, Ian.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Tim. It really is. And I'd love to come back and meet you backstage after the gig. And I'm looking forward to it. So
it'd be great to meet you.
Okay, thanks very much for your time.
And thank you.
Thanks,
cheers,
Tim.
Then.
Cheers now. Bye. It's 10 to 12. We better go to a quick commercial break. But that's just to remind you that tickets are on sale at Shanklin Theatre. It's a week Saturday, and you are going to see, and finally, Phil Collins. How fantastic is that? Have I sold it to you?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to get tickets. So no.
That's four tickets
sold.
Is
it sold out?
No, it's not sold out yet.
Get on and get some tickets.
Book them tickets. That would be a great Christmas present for a birthday present for me.
And me.